This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Something that I discovered a little while ago is that my iPhone's health app actually tracks my steps, even though I hadn't set it to. And I was averaging around about 7,000 steps per day. And I know a lot of people think 10,000 steps is what we should be aiming for. Well, that's what all my friends seem to be aiming for anyway. Well, in some good news, in a world first, new research is suggesting that walking up to 10,000 steps a day may have some health benefits. To find out more about it, Dr. Matthew Armour is a postdoctoral research fellow at the School of Health Sciences at the University of Sydney. Matthew, welcome to Drive.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Before we get on to the new research, what would you classify as someone who is sedentary and not doing much?
Probably someone who would spend the majority of their day in a seated position. You got an office worker sitting at a desk, or if you're lying down a lot. So I would say anyone sitting more than 10 and a half hours a day would be considered highly sedentary.
What are the risks of being like that?
So if you're being highly sedentary, you have increased risk of several different types of cardiovascular disease, heart disease, and even certain types of cancers as well. So it's quite detrimental.
Tell us about the study that was conducted with the 10,000 steps. What did you find?
So in this study, we wanted to see if taking a certain number of steps per day could offset the health risks that come with being highly sedentary. And what we did was we looked at participants who were sitting 10 and a half hours or more a day. And what we saw is that if they could hit that sweet spot of around 10,000 steps per day, they could lower their risk of mortality by around 40% and their risk of cardiovascular disease by around 20%. That 10,000 mark was actually like the magic number that we saw among those people who are highly sedentary.
So if someone is highly sedentary and they only do 5,000, they won't necessarily get the benefits that they would sort of clicks in at 10,000 steps. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. But what we also found was that you could get half that benefit from walking around 4,500 or 5,000 steps a day. So even if you're only able to hit that 5,000, you're still getting an incredibly amount of health benefits just from that physical activity. And that's what we found was a really important message in this study, was that any activity, any steps is good steps. All of it is cumulative and it adds up to improving your overall health.
So in terms of, if we look at how many steps we've got to do per day or per week, does it matter if you do, say, 15,000 on one day and then 5,000 the next day? Or is it to be optimally healthy, is it best to get that 10,000 every single day of the week?
So you just want to try and average that over 7 days. So you can have variability. You can have 15,000 one day, 7,000 the next, as long as you're on average hitting that 10,000 mark. And what we also see is consistency is really strong as well. So if you're being consistent in your day-to-day activity, that also has added health benefits.
We're chatting with Matthew Armour, a postdoctoral research fellow from the University of Sydney, about how 10,000 steps is the magic number that may counteract health risks of high sedentary time. Now, one question for you, Matthew, does it matter how fast you walk?
So what we saw in this study was that the pace you walk didn't have that much of an effect. It was just getting those steps in. But even if you're doing like slow steps or fast steps, as long as you're hitting those daily number of 10,000, you're still getting the same health benefits.
This is really good because I know a lot of people who, you know, have a few aches, et cetera, and they can walk the 10,000 steps, but they can't necessarily go fast. You know, their feet start to hurt, their ankles, what have you. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter then. As long as you achieve the 10,000, doesn't matter how fast you go. That's great.
Yep. Yeah, just be active. Just try and get those steps in, try and increase your activity, and you'll get those health benefits.
Now, do we need to go out and buy a tracker? I know a lot of people with cost of living pressures won't be able to afford one necessarily. How can we sort of, what's a litmus test to say, okay, you know what, I think I've walked about 10,000. What's the best way to figure it out if you can't get a tracker?
So if you don't have a tracker, the best way is just to use your time. So if you can get around 80 to 90 minutes of walking in a day, that usually for the average person will equate to being close to 10,000 steps.
And it doesn't have to be in the one hit, does it? It could be incidental exercise, I'm assuming, like, you know, I'm going to walk up the stairs to the cafeteria or something like that.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. It doesn't have to be all in one go. It can be broken up into small bouts, incidental throughout the day. So if you're strapped for time and you think, oh, I can't be walking this long, don't worry about it. Just get your steps in those short times you can, and over the day, it will add up, and that's where you get the health benefits.
Matthew, I reckon your study has made a lot of people happy because it sounds so easy, doesn't it? You've taken a lot of the pressure out of, I have to do it at a certain intensity, I have to do it at this time, etc., in one hit. We all now know 10,000 steps over the day, and it doesn't matter how fast you walk. That's great.
Yeah, it's a really nice finding we found, yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing it with us on Drive.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That is Matthew Armour, postdoctoral research fellow at the University of Sydney. There we go. 10,000 steps.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.